Hey, hi, hello, how you doing? This is Leslie Vivian with the hashtag Red Dirt Boss Babe. I'm going to pre-warn you that both kiddos are home right now, so if you hear some crazy noises or screaming, it's mom life over here, and if you can't vibe with that, then maybe you need to find someone else to follow. That is totally fine. I understand. But we're going to be talking about the six things that you are probably doing to sabotage your business. Okay, so number one is that you are expecting to be rich overnight. Okay, so many people in this industry think that you sign up under your person, your leader, your mentor, whatever, and then like within a day or two, you're going to just be like racking in all this money. Okay. Like you think it's just going to magically be like this, like, oh my God, my life has changed overnight thing, when it's not. And I feel like a lot of this has to do with like a misconception in the industry, because a lot of people don't show all the hard work that goes behind their success kind of thing. And so what's seen is like everybody just sees them going from like whatever to bougie, and it feels like it's overnight to everyone else, when really there was a lot of hard work put behind it, many nights staying up till 2 a.m etc. Okay, so a lot of people get discouraged because they have this complete misconception that they're just going to sign up, send a couple messages, make a post, and just be rich overnight. And that's not how it works. There's work that goes behind it, and you have to have patience. Okay, patience is huge. Even if you were to open a brick and mortar business, you walk in, get a loan, go start a business on Main Street, whatever, it's still going to take a good amount of time before you are turning a profit in that company. So it's the same thing for this industry as well. You invest in yourself, and then you have to put in the work and have the patience to get to that point. Okay. So what happens is a lot of you guys start and then you quit before you're actually even getting started. So like you're a week in and you're like, this isn't working, when in reality you haven't even used the time to actually give it the chance to work. Okay, so that is the first thing that most people do when starting in this industry. The second thing is that they don't fix bad habits. Guys, your bad habits are what got you to where you are now. And where you are now, you obviously want to be like a change from, or else you wouldn't have started in the industry. But if you can't identify those bad habits and change them, you're not going to get anywhere else. You're going to be in that same deep dark hole, okay? So you have to be open, willing, coachable to change those bad habits. That is number two. Number three is having the self-awareness and being able to identify those bad habits and problems, okay? And then on top of that, being solution-oriented about the problems. So you have to be self-aware. You have to realize the things you're doing. Realize you do have bad habits, and that's how you got in the position you're in. You have to be able to identify the problem, and then you have to be solution-oriented and able to figure out a way to solve the problem and fix it, okay? So a lot of the biggest things is, for example, procrastination. People will say, I'm going to do this, and then the next thing you know, they're watching, like, you're binge-watching Netflix, okay? Turn the TV off, y'all. Turn it off until you're done. Use it as a reward. People reward their kids with screen time all the time. Do it to your own damn self, alright? So, procrastination. A way you can help yourself with that is by making lists of things you need to get done so you can check them off. You can set timers so that you know, I have 10 minutes right now to go switch the laundry, put this load of towels up, and be back, okay? Set alarms for when you need to go do certain things, if you need to post at certain times, if you need to show up to a meeting at a certain time. Y'all, I have alarms for everything, even for my kids being in school. I have an alarm that goes off that says, go get your kids, or else I get so wrapped up in doing everything else that I get distracted, and then I would forget. So utilize timers and alarms and lists to help you with procrastination, okay? Negative self-talk is another huge one. We don't think we can do things. We don't think we can do that. We don't think we can do this. Oh, I'm not as good as her. You're comparing. Quit it. You, whatever you think is what is true. Okay? So whether you think you can or you think you can't, you are right. So start thinking you can. All right? So doing affirmation, self-affirmation daily is really, really big to help you with that negative self-talk and teaching you, because your mind doesn't know when you're lying to it. Your mind believes what you're saying to it. So say those affirmations, say them out loud. I know it feels weird. I know it feels crazy to be talking to yourself. Trust me, I'm like doing it right now for this podcast. Like, my kids are looking at me like, who are you talking to? Okay, but just do them. The next thing is limiting beliefs. You don't believe you're capable, and this kind of goes with the negative self-talk, but you don't believe you're capable of being... sorry guys, of being a leader or someone that can bring on new people to your team and be able to lead them properly. You don't think you can recruit because you don't think you're good enough to lead them. 1 second, I gotta grab a drink real quick. All right, so limiting beliefs, whether that's personal or with your business or whatever, but doing personal development is huge. You should be personally developing every day. And fun fact, here's a little tip for you if you have problem with content. If you are self-developing daily, that means you're doing a podcast, some type of audiobook, or you're reading, then you have content to share. So as you're doing that self-development daily, you are also not only developing yourself, growing yourself, but when there's things that resonate with you, don't you think that it's probably going to resonate with somebody on your page, on your other platforms? So utilize that content and share it, because if it meant something to you, then I'm sure it can hit somebody else right there in the heart or noggin or whatever too. So that's also like a double whammy there. Go self-development, go self-develop, and then go in return and share that with somebody else, okay? And then the last thing is, under that one, is perfectionism paralysis. Okay, like, listen, how many times do you start to do something and it's just like, oh, that picture's not good enough, or oh, I can't get the words right, or oh, I don't even know what exactly to say. Listen, it doesn't have to be perfect. Not being perfect actually makes you more relatable to people than being perfect does. Like, how many of you get on those Instagram pages and it's like every photo is like perfectly filtered, perfectly posed, it's beautiful, the lighting is like on point, and then you're like, man, they got their shit together. I'm over here like, y'all listen, I'm over here with my hair wrapped up in a t-shirt just out of the shower, okay? Like, we look in a hot mess, okay? Like, that's not real life for me. I don't look good like that all the time, okay? So not being perfect is okay. And messy action is better than no action. So what happens is you get so caught up in having this perfect post, these perfect words, these perfect photos, that you end up doing nothing. And when you're doing nothing, you're hurting yourself more than you would be doing with messy, chaotic, not perfect action. And I'm doing air quotes, even though y'all can't see me on the podcast. Just so you know, there's air quotes there, okay? So that's number three. The next one we touched on a little, but is personal development. A lot of people get in the industry and get in the business and they just want, like, they think it's sell, 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 sell. But a lot of what comes out of this industry, you need to be personally developing daily, like I mentioned before. You need to be growing yourself, growing your mind. You cannot become a leader that other people need you to be if you are not growing as a human yourself. So you can be doing podcasts, books. Y'all can reach out to me on Facebook if you want. It's Leslie Vivian. I have a list of some podcasts and books that I personally recommend. I would definitely share them with you totally free. But be doing something to grow yourself and your mind daily, okay? You have to be continuously growing if you want to continuously grow in the business, all right? The fifth one is definitely for you newbies out there for sure, and even some of you people that have been around for a hot minute. I'm 3 years in, and I still overwhelm myself sometimes, okay? So definitely with you guys just jumping in, though. Y'all tend to overwhelm yourselves because you get started, your mentor leader gets you plugged in, And I know, luckily on our team, we're very lucky to have a launch program that takes you step by step, one at a time through things. But a lot of industries don't, or a lot of people and teams in this industry don't have that. You kind of get thrown into a group, and I can say this from experience because it's happened to me multiple times. You get thrown into like 10 groups with information everywhere, and they're just kind of like, go read everything and whatever. And so then you don't really know where to start. You read all these things and you think there's like a list of 50 things you have to be doing daily, and you just get overwhelmed, you get confused, and then you do nothing. And what did we say earlier? Nothing is bad. Bad, bad, bad. We want to be doing something. Okay? So don't think that you have to know all the things from the get-go. Don't think you have to be the master of all the platforms. You don't have to be queen of TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram all at the same time. Okay? You need to learn one, master it, and then start implementing the others. No, I'm not saying you can't like be posting on all of them at the same time, whatever, but like master one and then dive deep into the next. Once you have consistency and mastery down on Facebook, for example, then pick Instagram and go over there and start learning how to really utilize it. And then once you're done with it, go to TikTok or vice versa, whichever ones you want to do first, whichever one you vibe with and like the most, but master it before you try to master another one. Don't try to master all the platforms at one time, okay? And so, like I was saying, pick something, master it, and then add something else to it. And this goes with anything. So you don't have to know everything. You don't have to do every single thing at one time. Go slow, figure things out, and don't think you have to know everything, okay? So that is the fifth tip. And then the sixth one I have for you is that you need to be setting goals. And I want you to set big goals, y'all. I want you to set big goals and little goals. And I'm going to explain this in a minute. But I need you to also have a plan, okay? So here's the deal. I need you to set big goals, big visions, have big dreams. But I need you to set smaller goals along the way to get you there. Because something that happens a lot is we set these huge goals like, okay, I want this bougie-ass truck, okay? Like, I really do want a truck, I won't lie. We're getting there. We're almost there. But, like, set, like, that's kind of a bigger goal, right? Like, that's not something that's going to happen in just, like, maybe 1 month or a couple weeks. Set smaller goals before your big goals so that you don't feel like you're just working towards this huge goal and getting nowhere because you haven't hit any of these smaller ones. So set smaller goals as well so that you have that accomplishment. You can be proud of yourself and you're giving, like, celebrating these smaller things you're accomplishing on the way to your big dream, big goal, big visions, okay? But you also need to be realistic in your time frames and your goals, okay? So you can't be like, I live, I live in a homeless shelter tonight. I'm starting a business and tomorrow I'm going to live in a mansion. Like, that's not a realistic goal. You need to have realistic time frames and kind of be real with yourself. That goes back to the self-awareness, okay? So being real, setting realistic goals, dreaming big, and having the smaller goals to hit along the way. But also, you need to have a plan to get there, okay? If you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. Let me say that again. If you fail to plan, then you're planning to fail. I can say, I want a big ass truck on this farmhouse and like 50 acres or I don't know. I'm really just throwing stuff out there. But like, how am I going to get there? What am I going to do to get there? What tool am I using to get there? What path am I using to get there? What, like, how? You got to know some type of how. And you don't have to know specific details like, I'm going to sell this thing to this person today and this person to this thing tomorrow. Like, obviously, that's not how it works and that's not what I mean. But you have to know what your plan is to get to those bigger goals to bring in that income and go, go, go. Okay? So I hope that you guys got some value out of that. Those are my six things that you're probably doing to sabotage your business. I hope you guys take some tips, wrote some notes, you utilize, you go all in. And I love seeing you guys succeed and hit your dreams and get your rewards from your goals and all the things. So if you got value from this, I would love, love, love for you to jump, like screenshot, jump over to Instagram and add it in your stories. You can tag me at Leslie_Vivian_. So that is at LeslieVinne_. So that way I know that you guys are actually getting some value out of these. I know we're brand new over here, but hopefully these are helping somebody out there. They're free 99. I'll never charge for this, blah, blah, blah. But I would love, love, love to see you guys getting some use out of these. So I'm going to jump off here. I hope you guys have an amazing day, and I will talk to you later.